Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morganti here with you. The Stanley Cup Finals have been excellent. We're a little sleepy. We have our coffee because the game was very late yesterday. Overtime game. Edmonton pulls it off. Going back to Edmonton. Excellent, excellent game. An excellent series, but that was the best game yet in overtime. And my family was in South Florida. They all went to the game, so they stayed up late as well. And everyone freaking out that Taylor Swift was at the game, which... it's great for hockey, Al. It's awesome that it's getting the stardom. Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift sitting with Wayne Gretzky. Very cool stuff. But it has lived up to the hype, this final, for sure.
Yeah, I don't understand why she got the headlines over your family being at the game. But
right.
So stuff that happened.
Please put the camera on Gene Sullivan.
It was cool. How, I mean, you know, with Travis, I mean, the Kelce's played hockey in high school. They're huge hockey fans. It was a great game to go to. I guess Jackie Redmond, the ringside reporter, I guess you call her, mm-hmm. for, she did a pretty good job. She knows, I guess, most of the – I guess you can just Google quickly to know that Taylor Swift songs, even if you're not a Swiftie, to kind of go in and do stuff. But I think it helps – I think it's terrific for the league. I never understood why football fans got so upset when Taylor Swift was on the – I mean, how does it hurt? It just can't hurt. It's pretty much fun. So, and it was a great game, like you mentioned, to see. And I think that actually does help the league. You know, you can minimize it if you want, but it kind of raises the awareness a little bit. And you got to admit, despite the fact that this has been a tremendous series, I wonder how many social media quote hits or whatever. I wonder what that counts. When you look at something like that, it's no mistake that when, you know, the Knicks play Madison Square Garden or whomever, they show all the celebrities here and there. So I think it's a really good thing for the league. And man, they saw a hell of a game.
And if anything with social media, I mean, monetizing is everything. So yes, this is making money for the league. This is bringing bigger sponsors to the league. Like the more stardom that comes, like it's no secret. This is all going to resonate with more dollars, a better product on the ice. So I think it's all great, and that's why I never understood it either with the NFL and get off my lawn. But I think hockey fans don't really have, like, maybe the hardcore hockey fans that want it strictly X and O's, no pop culture. But I really don't see that with hockey like I do in football, and I get it a lot in football where it's you want it a certain way and it better not change. I think hockey, one of the best things about fans in hockey is they are so open to acclimating, and if it means growing the game, they're all for it.
Yeah, as long as she didn't show up in an Oilers jersey.
Oh, that's bad. I liked her outfit choice. She was neutral, no problems. Yeah, I respected the choice, but It's to the point now where I was so happy the Oilers came back, because it was getting to the point where it wasn't really becoming a series, where it was becoming so one-sided. So now with it going back to Edmonton, I've completely changed my thought that I think Edmonton's going to win all of this. What do you think?
I thought from the beginning Edmonton was going to win all of it. But then, you know, some injuries happen, and it's just a toss-up to me. I mean, to me, the fact that you can get behind three, this is why Edmonton's so dangerous. They're behind 3-0. And it's also why you kind of have to.
I almost turned the game off. I was like, oh, game over.
And you have to, sometimes you have to dismiss some comments on social media. If you click, when I'm watching in the studio there, I don't deal with it because people are so crazy. So, I mean, after the first period, it's like, I'm sure people are going like, it's over. Done. And I'm like, I don't know. This is the issue with Edmonton. When you've got Draisaitl and you've got McDavid, you're just never out of it. Just with 5 minutes left, you're not out of it. It's a crazy dynamic with that team. And more credit to them. I mean, they just a horrible, horrible first period. And I can understand people saying, they're done. But look at them. They're dog meat out there. They're terrible. They can't, but they've got two of the greatest players on the planet, so they're never done. They're just never done. And even if they have subpar goaltending for it, they're just always your whole. If there's 2 minutes left and they pull the goaltender, it's like, this is not impossible. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great series. It's one of the best final ever. It really is. When you look
at least what I can remember. Yeah, I mean, at least the past 5 years, it's been the most entertaining for sure.
Oh, it's, and you know, comparatively to, you know, look at it, you look at the World Series, look at the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but if you weren't an Eagles fan, you know, it wasn't that exciting.
Right.
It's a runaway. So this has been high drama on what's gone on in this, really high entertainment level. All that stuff really has worked in their favor. We'll see if it works in the numbers, the quote, small markets or whatever. But I think it's starting to get some traction just in the case of, like, you got to tune this in. This is pretty entertaining stuff.
Yeah. Something you want to watch, which is awesome stuff for the league. And I didn't say not the best news for the Flyers is the goaltenders in the finals and the chaos of that. And it's definitely, it just seems to happen where a player comes to Philadelphia, they move on and they light. And I truly don't even think that's hockey. You see that so much in all the sports in Philly. It's like people are so scared to let them go because, like, example, we talk about this all the time with the Eagles and Josh Sweat, the pass rusher. Like, everyone knows he's going to go light it up with his new team. And it's like you almost just don't want to watch.
Yeah, I mean, you got the ex-Flyer goal. I mean, Pickard was – I didn't think he was very good here when he came in to come in and play goal. But, I mean, the Flyers had so many – I mean, you look at Stolarz in Toronto. I mean, they've just gone through so many goaltenders. And it's a difference when you're like the backup. The Flyers are trying these guys to see if they could be the guy or whatever. And it just didn't work out. But you're never going to go over Bobrovsky. It's just
– No. It'll never get better.
No. You're just never going to get over Bobrovsky. It's just no matter what happens, it's always going to come back and say, we had this guy. It's like you're never going to – how many times we watch a game, we look at Makar, the defenseman, say, Flyers could have had him. Well, I have this guy. So, and I'm sure Ed Snyder's worn in his grave every time you hear it. Ed Snyder made him go get rid of Bobrovsky. It's like, yeah, it's like it was a horrible decision that even at the time people were like, oh, I don't know about this. And sure enough, he's turned into, like, you watch him play, it's like he's just money. And that's, I don't know that it's a horrible thing. Sometimes these issues with franchises, it kind of builds up a scar tissue. It's like a talking point all the time. So it just lends some more kind of drama to what's going on. And you've got a history of what's gone on. So, I mean, as much as you, and I think people kind of root for him. It's like the fans are all like, we're with you. We're with you here. So, I mean, it's a good thing that at least there's some, if you can't get to the final, if you can't get there, at least there's some kind of like the 7 degrees of connection. You've got some connection with what's gone on in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, that is true. You know it and you've seen it before. So, yeah, it's I just don't think that one's ever going to get better. But something that's definitely exciting is Matvei Michkov. I mean, we knew with Rookie of the Year that that was going to be upsetting that he was in it the whole year. But to make the all-rookie team, really exciting stuff there and definitely worth the accolade.
Yeah, the all-rookie team. I mean, you knew he's going to – what's interesting to me is Cutter Gauthier is there also.
Yeah.
So you got Gauthier. And we, you know, we kind of knew at the end of the year what Hudson was going to get the Rookie of the Year. So, I mean, but it's good that the Flyers have him. And I think everybody paying attention to what they have to do now to kind of optimize him to get him to be a star player, what they have to do to get around him. So it's great that they have a player like that that gets that recognition. It's he's become kind of the focal point for the team, despite the fact that people talk about their goaltending, this, that, the other thing. The focal point is still, okay, what are they going to do to maximize this star player that they have? So, I mean, that's a great thing. And I also think the way they're doing the awards is pretty neat to me. You know, they're just presenting it in some weird situations. Meredith Gaudreau brings a trophy out to Columbus, to Monahan for the Masterton, you know, get an award at a golf course to get, all that stuff. I think because they're a league that is always trying to play catch up, sometimes it turns into a good thing in terms of the creative process on how things get done. So it's been really fun to watch how some of these awards and trophies are kind of the secrets kind of let out to the players.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And when we talk about this upcoming Flyers season, I was at Ruben Amaro Jr.'s for the Phillies, his golf tournament yesterday. And I had so many people coming up to me about the Flyers, which is awesome. I love when people come up and no matter what event we're at for another sport, there's always Flyers fans. And they were asking about the draft. And I'm sure you get the same thing. I get the same question every single time, and rightfully so. It's like, okay, well, what free agents are we getting? Like, where are the big guns? Like, and we're doing it this year, right? I'm like, hey, like, I totally get the question. And Claude Giroux have a free agent with a big question mark that was brought up. But fans are just, and I can't blame them. They want something to be excited about. And I think it is going to take that big free agents. But I also see both sides where it simply just might not be the time to spend that money to bring him in right now.
Yeah, I think it depends on what he wants to do. Obviously, how much money? What's he, 38? I guess the best argument would be like the power play. to get that going. And I just didn't even know, do you want to come back? I mean, they had a pretty good thing going there in Ottawa. Now, his numbers were down this year, and they've got a young team. But I really think they like him there. I think this might be, like, when you look at Dallas, Duchesne signs a one-year contract to go on. I think this might be one of those cases, like, how much do you like it there? And if, to be totally honest, if you put yourself in G's skates, do you know that the Flyer, I mean, you got Brady Tkachuk up there. You've got something going. You're probably going to retire there, right, that area. I think it'd be a tough thing to do if I were him to come back. I mean, you got to come back. They had a pretty good run. So, I mean, you might have to overpay for 1 year or two, maybe overpay in terms of years or money. And I don't know if the Flyers are in a position to do that. I don't think it's impossible. But I got to think Ottawa's got a pretty good situation going there. And I think that they can certainly – they're going to go free agent too. I mean, they're a lot closer than the Flyers right now. So they're also looking at free agents. So I think both teams are going to look at their pocketbook, so to speak, say, what can we afford? What will it take? Veteran players don't want to get insulted by an offer, but I don't think there'll be that much difference in either one. I would guess that he's going to just stay put before that July 1 date that he's going to sign maybe a 2-year deal gets him to stay in Edmonton in Ottawa.
Wow, that's incredible. And yeah, I mean, when you look at it that way, Ottawa on a faster track to winning something and winning your career, that's really, we know.
It ends up what your wife wants anyway. So that's what.
Yeah. And then when you put it that way, Ottawa, Philly.
You get that certain age, 38, 39, got kids, you know, where do you want to live? Do you want to be, we're going to stay here? It's like that figures into the conversation too.
Yeah. Are the kids already in school? Do they like their school? Yeah. Big picture stuff. Yeah. Work-life balance, they like to say.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll see what happens. But the Flyers remain a really interesting team here, man. A lot of, when you go on, look at the draft and stuff, the Flyers have so many cards to play that it's going to be a wild week coming into the draft and then right at the draft and right to free agency on what they're going to do, because Danny Briere has got like a million cards to play here. So it's going to be really cool.
It is. It's going to be an exciting couple of weeks coming up, that's for sure. And that is South Philly Sauce, an Odyssey original, brought to you by 94WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you later on next week.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.